This is Twit.
Chris Marquardt is back. We both went on vacation.
and we both went to places where there's amazing wines.
You went to Tuscany. I went to France.
Yep.
Now, the interesting thing is, now, Chris and Monica, his significant other, are both professional photographers. You took your folks, and you decided not to bring your cameras.
We both thought it would probably be nicer to give my parents a bit more time, which we did, and we decided to leave the big professional cameras at home and just bring our smartphones.
Awesome.
And that was it was a good, and it was a grounding experience, because you get kind of spoiled with these big sensors and with big fast lenses and things, but shooting with a smartphone just is a much more basic thing. It's a much more you don't, for example, with I'm on a 6S still, so I don't even have a zoom lens on it. So I have to walk instead of zoom. And that changes the dynamics of photography, that changes the kind of photos that you get. And it forces you into becoming a bit more creative. So that's a very good experience.
I think,
and
I would go through withdrawal,
but a bit more time as well. So
I think it's a really good thing to do.
Especially as we had amazing weather in Tuscany. Yeah, so yeah. There was a bit of a withdrawal. But
So we have a photo review, which is a little overdue. We asked people to take pictures illustrating the word or concept shadow. And we got 4 pages of great images in our Flickr group.
We got over 100 submissions. Nice. Amazing.
But yes. Chris has narrowed it down to 3 that he'd like to talk about today.
It was a tough choice, but I chose 3 pictures that, well, technically don't really depict shadow. So it's kind of some of the outliers, but I still like them. First one is by Randy Reed, titled Sun Shadows. And if you look at that photo, it's more of a reflection than a shadow, right?
It's kind of a silhouette, trees. Which I guess is a shadow of sorts.
Well, you see the shadow side of the trees, but then what you see on the water is the reflection. It's beautiful, clear, very still water. It doesn't move much, so you get a more of a mirror-like reflection. But then when you look at the position of the sun and how it's a backlit pair of trees, and the sun would probably cast the shadows in almost the same spot that the trees are. So it's kind of the shadow of the trees. I like this this double thing going on here. So that's the first one. Second picture that I chose, again, it's been taken through the solar eclipse. It's by Steve, called Moon Shadow.
This and one's beautiful. Boy, is this gorgeous.
Picture of the sun. It's a series of pictures of the sun with the moon moving in different parts of the picture. In different stages, you see different stages of the solar eclipse. But then, again, the sun is the light source. The moon gets in front of the sun, so the moon casts a shadow on the earth. That's what we see. But, of course, you also see the shadow side of the moon. So, again, this same double thing going on here.
The other reason
it's a nice montage of different shots.
We all took pictures of the eclipse, right? And it was hard to get a unique or something interesting. And I think he did. He really got a really nice series of images. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sequential images of the eclipse from zero to almost totality.
Almost, yep. And the third one is by Bianca Luna, title I don't really get, underscore Ellie.
You hate it when
needs a better title.
Yeah, but people don't title their photos. It's pretty though.
Anyway, it's a pretty picture. It's a sunset at the sea, I guess, and it's a person standing like one of these forced perspective type of shots where you where that person holds the sun in their hands, just being placed so that it looks like that. It's a beautiful warm sunset. Again, same as in the first one. We're not really seeing a shadow of the person. We're seeing the shadow side of the person because it's a backlit. All of them were backlit. We mostly see a reflection of that person in the wet sand in the front. But again, we're looking at the shadow side. So there's again this kind of double meaning thing going on. And all that's what those 3 pictures have in common. And still good outside the box thinking there. So Kudos. Good job.
Well, and thanks to everybody, all 100 of you who submitted images.
All the 106 people who submitted something.
Really, some really nice images. You can go to the Flickr pool and look at them all. If you go to flickr.com and look for the Tech Guy group, that's where we put our images up. Really nice job, everybody. So you know what that means.
And I have a new assignment.
Yes. We have a new assignment.
Well, fall has fallen and the days are getting shorter. So I thought we'd make short the next assignment. So 1 month to submit a picture that depicts or describes or shows the concept of short.
Short. Ah, short days. Short people.
Well.
Short attention span.
Lots of.
There's lots.
Possible.
lots of shorts out there. We don't ever narrow it down. We let you figure it out. But here's how it works. You take a picture. You can upload as many as one a week, so you'll have the chance to upload four different images. Flickr is a free photo sharing site. I guess it's now a Verizon / Yahoo site.
Well, it's still there. So we
it's still there and works great. And I still love it.
Yeah.
FLICKR.com. And if you don't have a password, just use somebody else's because I guess everybody's is available now. inside Flickr, Yahoo joke. But do when you upload the picture to Flickr, tag it with the word short and then submit it to the Tech Guy group. You need to join the Tech Guy group. All of this is free, by the way. There's no charge. Renee Silverman, our moderator, will welcome you. You'll know it's a Tech Guy group because it's a picture of me. There's about, 11,000 members, thousands of photos. It's a very active group. But each week, just the idea of this, it's not a contest. There's no prize. The idea is just take pictures. If you need some inspiration, go out there and try to find pictures that illustrate the word short and upload them to our Tech Guy group. And in about a month, we will do another photo review with Chris Marquardt here. Welcome back. We missed you. Fortunately, you recorded shows all the way. We didn't miss a single show. You worked really hard and got everything recorded ahead of time. So thank you. Another workshop planned? When's your next workshop?
Well, I have just released an updated version of the Discover Lightroom workshop. So there's a Lightroom CC workshop up at discoverlightroom.com if anyone wants to get an updated brand new version of that.
That is really useful. And, of course, don't forget the free PDF he gives away that helps you triage your images. What is it, 1,000 pictures in an hour? What is this?
1hour1000pics.com.
1hour1000pics, PICX.com. Get that. That's free. And if you're interested, Chris does a lot of workshops all over the world, some fun stuff. I know you're going to do the Svalbard trip again, I think, right?
It's in the future, but sometime in the future. Morocco is going to be very interesting next year.
Oh, how fun. Go to discoverthetopflorida.com to find out about that.